Dreamscape presents Hell to Pay by E.A. Copen. Narrated by Matt Corrick, Aaron DeWard, and Greg Tremblay. Chapter 1. Josiah. I took a bus to the beach outside Osaka to die, but couldn't find peace. The air still smelled of exhaust and fumes. Haze hung over the horizon like a plastic film, and waves pushed garbage onto the shore for seagulls to peck at. Even if I could have overlooked all that, the skull-splitting ache in my head as the ghost of a bullet worked farther into my brain meant I couldn't enjoy the dawn. Whether the headshot would kill me before I could drown in my own blood was anyone's guess. I sat on the cold sand and rubbed my numb face, trying to coax the blood to the surface to warm me. My heartbeat had been irregular for a week now, and it was causing circulation problems. Dark patches had appeared all over my body, places where the blood had pooled. A twice-daily massage kept blood clots at bay, but it also kept me from leaving Osaka to do what I'd set out to do. The closer I got to finding God, the closer I got to dying. With shaky hands, I opened my bag and dug through the contents until I found the pain relievers. I paused when my fingers wrapped around the warm, leather-wrapped handle of Kane's knife. Stefan had used it to stab Ramiel before, and it had almost worked. What is it they say about almost? Only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes. I put the knife away, popped 4 pills into my mouth, and swallowed them like hard candies. The doctors warned it'd be rough on my stomach, but that didn't matter. Stomach cramps and intestinal bleeding were preferable to the headache. They'd offered me fentanyl for the pain, and when I refused, tried to give me morphine and a whole host of narcotics. All I could think about was Maggie when they did. An overdose wouldn't be a bad way to go, comparatively, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. If I died before my work was complete, I'd never get to tell God what a cunt he was to his bastard face. But Christ, did dying slowly hurt. A little electric car stopped on the side of the road, and a middle-aged man in a blue tracksuit got out. I had been waiting for Masato to track me down. While he zipped up his jacket and trudged under the overpass toward me, I lit a cigarette and watched the waves come in. Even dirty, the place was more peaceful than I thought.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?